Welcome to another episode of Talking Fast, a Gilmore Girls podcast. I'm Suzanne.
And I'm Alexis.
And we're two longtime fans of the show, excited to rewatch and recap it along the way.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our third Patreon episode in the Gazebo Club. This time we're talking about another franchise, Lord of the Rings. You ever heard of it? And the reason we're doing this is that Gilmore Girls mentions Lord of the Rings quite frequently. Both of us have nominated these references for our Rory's bookshelf multiple times, and it's always been sort of something we've wanted to talk about more when we got the chance. So we're using our off season for this, and we're going to talk a lot about what we enjoy about Lord of the Rings, how we find connections with Gilmore Girls, and yeah, just have a good time. Yeah, so let's open.
So excited.
With what our relationships with Lord of the Rings are. Suzanne, you have like a very long-standing relationship, I feel like, compared to me.
Yeah. I am potentially not exaggerating it when I say that Lord of the Rings has been one of the foundational shapings of my life.
Amazing.
I read the books when I was like 8 or 9. I mean, I was still young, so I wouldn't say I read them with any expertise at that time. But then the movies, I think the first movie came out when I was 9. So they're kind of inextricably linked in my mind. I don't have like a huge history of just being a book lover and then the movies coming out and me like having complaints or anything like that, because I think I was young enough at the time that even the changes that were made that I acknowledged, like the movies were just so cool. And then my friends and I attempted to learn Elvish in 5th grade. Didn't go too well for me. I'm not great with languages. And then when I was in college, I took a class called Beowulf to Lord of the Rings in my sophomore year. And in that class, I was introduced to medieval literature. And I had known that Tolkien was a medievalist. Mm-hmm. But that class also changed my life because I became a medievalist after that. Mm-hmm. And changed my major to English with medieval studies minor. And then from there, I went to get a master's degree in medieval Norse studies and a PhD in medieval literature. I wanted to be Tolkien. Mm-hmm. I still want to be Tolkien. Yeah. I am not going to be a professor of Old English like he was, but my dream is still someday to write books. They're not going to be as groundbreaking or as, you know, foundational as Lord of the Rings.
Time will tell.
To be an author would still be cool.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, reading those books as a youngling and then the movies coming out probably about the same time, I think those two things in tandem,
yeah,
changed my life.
How foundational, so, indeed. Oh, like career shaping.
Yeah. I also studied abroad in New Zealand, mm-hmm, in college so that I could go to all of the Lord of the Rings sites. So it is very annoying to watch Lord of the Rings with me because almost every scene I'm like, oh, I've been there.
That would be cool. I would like that, to hear about that. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe the first time.
That's what we call multitasking, you know. School, mostly to go see sites, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the truth. So what is your relationship with Lord of the Rings?
It is not quite as foundational as that, I would say. But I still like it quite a lot. And it wasn't until this past year, though, that I actually watched all 3 movies of the trilogy, which I know sounds quite shocking, but it was a situation where, like, often as like an older kid, like maybe in high school and on, my friends would encourage me to watch Lord of the Rings, and I was always like enthusiastic about it. And we would start with like the first movie, extended, mm-hmm, cut, you know, make it through that movie, of course. And then maybe we make it through the second or part of the second, right? But we would never make it to the third. So I'd seen like Fellowship, the first movie, many a time and liked it. But I just never got around to watching the third until recently. And I'm quite glad about that. And
yeah, I'm kind of jealous, like, to be able to watch those battle scenes and stuff with the third one for the first time.
Yeah. And I, like, it's kind of funny because I watched Rings of Power, the kind of prequel show, last year when it came out. So, like, even though I hadn't watched all of the trilogy, I still haven't seen all of the Hobbit movies. But I plan to do that because I'm a completionist and all. But when I was younger, I believe I read The Hobbit. So I think I saw the first movie and it inspired me to go read. And I really enjoyed The Hobbit. I think I've read the first book. I don't know if I made it through the second. I think at the time it was just a different kind of writing style that I wasn't clicking with. And I think maybe if I went back to it now, I might click with it a bit more. So it's definitely on my like to read list to kind of check it out. But I think like when I was kind of like approaching fantasy lit from the like Harry Potter being my formative years, like you describe, where I like read them really young, like maybe like my parents read them to me first, and then that's one of the like the bigger books I remember reading after like Junie B. Jones. And then like the movies were coming out at the time where I also can't like remember the characters that aren't like Daniel Radcliffe, you know, like it was just so like early to me that I also was like, yeah, that's just like Harry Potter. So that, and then I like went through Aragorn and like I know, lol, I think Inkspell was that one of them, like just some other fantasy books that were more maybe like approachable by kids. I mean, Aragorn was written by a 16-year-old, right? So I was always kind of like interested in that arena, but I didn't like fully enter until just this past year, probably. But I'm a huge fan. And I also will say, as I've said before, probably I'm a big Game of Thrones fan as well. And I think sometimes those two fandoms are at opposition or they're in tandem. They're both very different approaches to like a fantasy world, but I really like both of them and for different reasons. So I'll say that as well, that like that was something that I was maybe more into before Lord of the Rings. But now with Rings of Power and House of the Dragon on at the same time last year, I feel like I was just kind of like immersed in both worlds at once. And it was just very exciting. And like they like fill different like they just fill different like things, you know, fulfill different wants and stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, they both have like very different themes, even though they're both epic fantasy, like sprawling narratives and everything. Lord of the Rings is very clearly a good versus evil. Game of Thrones is not that. It is like the fallibility of all men.
Have you heard the Aragorn's tax policy quote by George R. R. Martin? Okay, I actually pulled it up before this on that note, because this is something I'd heard and I feel like it describes the difference between the two really well. He was like, Tolkien can say that Aragorn became king and reigned for 100 years and he was wise and good, but Tolkien doesn't ask the question, what was Aragorn's tax policy? Did he maintain a standing army? What did he do in times of flood and famine? What about all those orcs? So on and so forth. And I love that because I really do enjoy a good like palace intrigue, politics, like all like that stuff, which is Game of Thrones. But then like just the good and the evil, the sweeping things of Lord of the Rings and the heroes and all that stuff. Like, I like it too, you know. The different, like, and you've also got, like, hobbits and dwarves and all of those societies and stuff, whereas Game of Thrones is mostly just, like, humans. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I have a book recommendation